Earlier, Trump supporters are very loyal. He calls it an unprecedented movement. How would you sum up what you've seen the last year and a half?
It's kind of a lot of factors coming together. We've heard a lot about economic anxiety motivated by changes in the demographic and economic situations in this country. A lot of Trump supporters tell me they feel threatened by immigrants, both in terms of a sense that they're taking their jobs. They're concerned about the threat of terrorism, and they see immigrants, many of them tell me, as posing a threat in terms of terrorism. At the same time, Adi, Trump supporters I talk to tell me, you know, they do by and large tend to be white, and they tell me they don't think that they're racist. They don't think that Trump is racist. They just think he's highlighting some real concerns. But, you know, that kind of rhetoric that energizes these voters is the very same kind of rhetoric that is off-putting and alienating to many of the minority voters that the Republican Party has been trying so hard to reach.
Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Sarah McCammon. She'll be reporting from Trump's election night headquarters throughout the night. And we'll hear about Hillary Clinton's road to this election day elsewhere in the program.
If the biggest political story this year is the rise of Donald Trump, then the second biggest is probably what's happening inside the Republican Party. We're going to dig into that with NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi.
So you have, of course, been covering this all year. You've been talking to a lot of Republicans. What is happening in this party?
The party is being ripped apart. It's been in an existential crisis all year. No Republican I have talked to says the party will be the same after this election, regardless of whether Donald Trump wins or not. And Republicans are trying to figure out what kind of party they are. Are they an anti-immigrant, anti-free trade, white nationalist party like you see in Europe? Or are they something else? They have to decide what the Republican Party stands for. You know, the old bedrock principles of republicanism and conservatism, free trade, small government.